falling back. They're falling back.
They won't be for long. They'll be back in a minute.
How are we doing?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine.
Colonel. Camp Clark, anybody hurt?
Head and shoulder wounds.
They didn't hit the left. Didn't hit at all.
Wait a minute. I think they're moving out that way. Can you see them, sir?
They're coming again, boys. They're coming again.
Colonel, look there. I think a new regiment's arrived. It's moving against the left.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. There. Do you see that?
Yeah. I don't think we're going to be able to hold another one. Get all the company commanders up here on the double.
On the double.
Sergeant Owen! Sergeant Owen!
Yes, sir.
Get up to the top of that hill and report me the situation from up there.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now, here's what we're going to do. I want you to keep up a good, hot, masking fire and keep a tight hold on the 83rd, on old Pennsylvania over there. I want no break in the line. Captain Clark, that's you. You understand? No breaks. All right. The right wing is going to sidestep to the left, thinning out to twice the present distance. Now, you see the colors? The colors are going to end up down to the extreme left. When you reach that point, we're going to refuse the line. Understand? We'll form new line at right angles. We'll pull up as much of a reserve as possible. We've got to be able to counterattack whenever there's a hole. Is that clear? Any questions?
No, sir.
Fine, move. Lieutenant, give the colors and a double click.
Indeed.
gotten one. I got me a rail.
Monster.
Are you all right?
Arnold, I'll be fine in a minute. Place hell with me target practice, though.
Surgeon will see to it.
No. Just a little bandage is all I'll be needing. A few minutes off my feet. My brogans are killing me.
Colonel, sir, I'm not getting one ammunition.
Tom, go over to the 83rd, ask them to send what they can. Lieutenant, you go get from the wounded and from the other fellas anything you can. Just pick up what you can from anywhere.
Here they come, sir.
Much left. I got two shots. That's what I got. I got two.
They keep coming on the flanks. They keep moving to the left more.
Lodge, they can't send no help from the 83rd. The Pennsylvania boys said they got troubles of their own.
Colonel, sir, we'd like to report.
What?
Colonel Vincent is badly wounded. Yes, sir. Got hit a few minutes after the fight started. We've been reinforced at the top of the hill by Weed's brigade up front. This is what they tell me. But Weed is dead. And so they moved Hazlitt's battery, that artillery up there. But Hazlitt's dead. And as far as I can tell...
Is there any way you can get ammunition from up there?
I don't know, sir. Everything's a mess. But they're holding good. The Rebs are having a hard time coming up that hill. It's a steep hill.
Well, we're going to need the ammunition.
Colonel, sir, 3 of my men are wounded. If the Rebs come up that hill any stronger, sir, I don't think we can stop them.
Send out word to take ammunition from the wounded. Make every round count. Go.
Here they come again!
Ready, boys?
Keep it tight, lad!
half a minute down. Most of the rest are wounded. The left is too thin, sir.
How are we fixed for ammunition?
It's almost gone. Sir, we're running out. We don't have much left to shoot with. Some of the boys got nothing at all.
Sir, what do we do for ammunition?
Sir, my boys have picked up grip muskets and they're firing back with them.
Sir, we ought to pull out.
No, we can't do that.
We can't hold them again, sir. You know that.
Well, if we don't, they go on by and over the hill and the whole flank caves in.
Sir, here they come.
Well, we can't run away. If we stay here, we can't shoot. So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ellis, you take the left wing. And when I give the command, I want the whole regiment to go forward swinging down to the right.
All right, sir. Fine.
Move.
Pistol. You're a prisoner, sir.
Wait here.
God, the boys are still advancing.
Oh, you better go on and stop them.
Yes, sir, but they're on their way to Richmond, sir. Richmond!
Not today. They've done enough for today.
Lawrence, why don't you meet this fellow from Alabama? Captain Hawkins, this is my brother, Colonel Chambers.
sir.
May I have some more?
Yes. Sir, Tom, get this man a canteen.
Yes, sir. Right this way.
How you doing?
Twice. Would you believe for the love of Mary? Twice. And how are you, Colonel Dallin? This fine day. They got it in the armpit. For the love of God, in the bloody armpit.
Oh, I see. It's an arm.
Only an arm. Gotta lose something. Might as well be an arm. I can part with that easier than the other mechanics in nature, if that's the truth. Oh. What I could do with a nip right now.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, you do pretty good. Colonel. Colonel.
I'm right here, Buster. I'm right here. I'm right here.
The army was blessed. I want to tell you, just in case, that I never served. I've never served with a better man.
Colonel, sir, if you would so honor me.
Colonel, sir, I've been moving these rebs with an empty musket.
Not so loud.
Colonel! Your orders to go up to the top of the big hill. My New Yorkers will take over your prisoners.
Yes, sir.
Colonel, we watch from our position above. It's the damnedest thing I ever saw. May I shake your hand, sir?
Colonel, one thing. The name of this place, this hill. Has it got a name, this hill?
This is Little Round Top. That's the name of the hill you defended. The big one you're going up to. That's Big Round Top.
I guess I'll remember that. Ellis, move the men out. I'm gonna go ahead.
Thank you.
Sam.
We drugged him, sir. He better be slapped.
Didn't see much. Boys went in, hit the rocks. How'd it go, Pete?
All right, Sam.
We take those rocks?
Most of them.
Worst ground I ever saw. You know that? They call it Devil's Den. Good name for it. Cassidy, what, Cassidy?
I know you.
Got to give my boys credit. You should have let me go to the right. We should have gone to the right.
He needs to rest, sir.
Summon me, sir.
Harrison. I did. Got some night work. You up to it?
All the world will be in love with night and pay no worship to the garish sun.
When this is all over, I do look forward to seeing you on the stage.
What are the general's wishes?
Go out on the right. Scout the Federal position, their condition, what they got in reserve, what they're bringing up. It'll probably take all night, but I want it right. I want it clear.
Your obedient servant, General.
Good. Now, Harrison, it'll be dangerous. And I do appreciate this.
Why, thank you, sir. But I must confess, sir, the thing that bothers me about this job is the absence of an audience. When you do it right, no one knows you're doing it. Nobody watches your work, do you see? It's very hard on an actor. This current creation is marvelous. I'm a poor half-witted farmer, do you see? Terrified of soldiers. And me lovely young wife has run off with a corporal, and I'm out to scour in the countryside for her. Sorrowful, pitiful sight I am. People looking down their noses, grinning behind me back. And all the time telling me exactly what I want to know. Who's where? How many? How long ago? Them not even knowing they're doing it. Too busy feeling contemptuous. There are many people, General, don't give a damn for a human soul. You know that? Strange thing is, after playing this poor fool farmer for a while, I can't help but feel sorry for him. Because no one cares. No one cares.
Well... we all have our sacrifices to make, don't we?
Indeed, we do, sir.
All right, Harrison, on your horse, keep going. Harrison.
Sir.
You be real careful, you hear?
Thank you, sir.
Go on.
Thank you.
General, I'm very glad to see you well.
Well, I just come by for my order, sir.
It would appear General Stuart has returned.
Prodigal son.
They nearly broke. I could feel them breaking. And there for a moment, I thought I saw our flags go up the hill.
Look. It wasn't that close.
The attacks were not properly coordinated. I do not know why. And nevertheless, we nearly won the day. I could see a clear road all the way to Washington. How is it with General Hood?
I think he'll live. May lose an arm.
Dear God. I couldn't spare General Hood. So many good men were lost this day.
Sir?
Claus did take the peach orchard in the wheat field, but he couldn't get up that ridge. And Hood, he sees the Devil's Den, but he couldn't take the little rocky hill. The Federals still hold the heights, and they're reinforced. General, that way around the right is still open.
I will think on it, General.
We have enough artillery for one more good fight, but just one.
I know. Let me think on it.
General.
I'm very glad to see you well. We will speak again in the morning.
You know, hearing you talk about monkeys and trees, I'm reminded of a time during a cannonade on the peninsula when there was just one tree for the men to hide behind, and it was a skinny little tree, and the boys are just filling behind in a long, thin line which ruled. Just like a pigtail, it would sway to one side and then the other. If a shell came this way, the line would sway that way. If a ball come that way, the line sway back this way. It was a hell of a thing to see.
George, what has that got to do with what we're talking about?
Come on, gentlemen. Don't let me interrupt the revival.
General, you're just in time. I have been trying to persuade George here of the modern scientific theories of Charles Darwin, the theory of evolution, the notion that all mankind has descended from the ape. He does not subscribe.
That's so. I do not. And I've ordered General Armstead to cease filling his head with such heathen blasphemies. Henceforth, sir, you are to devote your reflective moments to studying matters of military significance.
Ordered me.
Or perhaps appropriating some of this fine Pennsylvania whiskey here?
Absolutely.
General, would you care for...
No, thank you, Jim.
Surely the commanding general shares my deep feelings of disgust at this simian suggestion.
Well, George, I suppose there's some pretty smart folk that take Darwin for the gospel.
They will not be invited to join George's ever-shrinking circle of friends.
General Longstreet, sir. I intend to lay this matter to rest for once and for all time.
Oh, good.
Sirs, perhaps there are those among you who do believe that you are descended from an ape. I suppose it is even possible there are those among you who believe that I am descended from an ape. But I challenge the man to step forward.
who believes that General Robert E. Lee is descended from an ape.
Hear, hear.
Not likely.
George, all science trembles before the siren logic of your fiery intellect.
So exactly how many of your relatives are there that are apes, George?
Well, what do you hear about Sam Hood?
May lose an arm.
Dick Garnett ain't fit. Can't hardly walk. Thing is, if there's a fight, he can't stand to stay out of it. But if you ordered him to stay out, don't suppose you could do that.
That boy can sing. That's Kathleen Mulvorney.
What do you hear about Hancock?
Ran into him today. He's out there about a mile or so. Just a mile or so. He was tough. Very tough today.
He's the best they got. God don't make them any better, and that's a fact. Well, I'd like to go over and see him as soon as I can. Last time I saw Wynn, we played that song, that very song. Back in California, we were all together for the last time before we broke up. Spring of 61. Elmira Hancock. You remember Elmira? Hancock's wife. Beautiful woman. Most perfect woman I ever saw. They were a beautiful couple. Beautiful. Garnett was with me that night. A lot of fellas from the old outfit. People standing around singing in the blue uniform. We were leaving the next day. Some going north, some going south. Splitting up. The soldiers' farewell. Goodbye. Good luck. I'll see you in hell. You remember that? Oh. Towards the end of the evening, we all sat around the piano. And Myra played that song there. That was the one she played. Maybe for years. Maybe forever. I'll never forget that. You know how it was, Pete. Wynn was like a brother to me. Remember? Towards the end of the evening, things got a little rough. We all began to. Well, there were a lot of tears. I went over to Hancock. I took him by the shoulder. I said, "Wynn, so help me. If I ever raise my hand against you,
May God strike me dead. I ain't seen him since. He was at Malvern Hill, White Oak Swamp, Sharpsburg, Fredericksburg. One of these days, I will see him, I'm afraid. Across that small, deadly space. I thought about sitting this one out. I can't do that. That wouldn't be right, either. I guess not. Thank you, Peter. I had to talk about that.
Yep.
I am sending Almira Hancock a small package to be opened in the event of my death. You'll drop by and see her after all this is over. Won't you, Pete? Thank you.
What day is it now, Major?
It's long after midnight, sir. It's already Friday.
Friday, July the 3rd?
Yes, sir.
And tomorrow is the 4th of July.
Sir?
Independence Day?
Huh. I'd quite forgotten.
Good Lord has a sense of humor. I'm very sorry to keep you up so late.
It is my pleasure.
We should have a larger stay.
I'd be offended, sir. I can do the work.
Very well.
General Stewart is waiting to see you, sir. Shall I bring him in?
Of course. Major?
Yes, sir.
General Stewart and I must not be disturbed.
Very well, sir.
Thank you.
General Lee will see you now, sir.
You wish to see me, sir.
It is the opinion of some excellent officers that you have let us all down.
General Lee, sir, if you will please tell me who these gentlemen are.
There will be none of that. There is no time.
Sir, I only ask that I be allowed to defend my...
There is no time! General Stewart, your mission was to free this army from the enemy cavalry and to report any movement by the enemy's main body. That mission was not fulfilled. You left here with no word of your movement or movement of the enemy for several days. Meanwhile, we were engaged here, drawn into battle without adequate knowledge of the enemy's strength or position, without knowledge of the ground. So it is only by God's grace that we did not meet disaster here.
General Lee, there were reasons.
Perhaps you misunderstood my orders. Perhaps I did not make myself clear. Well, sir, this must be made very clear. You, sir, with your cavalry, are the eyes of this army. Without your cavalry, we are made blind. That has already happened once. It must never, never happen again.
Sir, since I no longer hold the general...
I have told you there is no time for that. There is no time. There's another fight coming tomorrow, and we need you. We need every man, God knows. You must take what I have told you and learn from it, as a man does. There has been a mistake. It will not happen again. I know your quality. You are one of the finest cavalry officers I have ever known, and your service to this army has been invaluable. Now, let us speak no more of this. The matter is concluded. Good night, gentlemen.
What are you doing up here?
Just my leg.
All right.
Sure can't see your ways from here.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
We sent out a detail. Found some more departed souls down there. They were carrying coffee, to which they had no more use for, so...
Oh, you're a ghoul.
Lawrence. You did real good yesterday. The way them Rebs just kept coming. You had to admire them. You think they're gonna come again today?
Look like they're planning to leave.
I don't have but 100 men. Even with the whole flock from the second main.
Well, this position's good. Diversion. Go alert the pickets. There may be a diversion down there. They may be coming this way again. All right. Hey, where's that ammunition I asked for, huh? Go check the hospital, see about the boys, and check on Buster.
Well, sir. Gonna need ourselves another runner. Keep going up and down this hill. My legs are gonna fall.
General Longstreet, you have General Pickett now. He is fresh. I want you to bring your corps forward. Take those heights in the center and split the federal line.
Sir, my two divisions of Hoods and McClaws, well, sir, they executed a forced march yesterday and went straight into the fight, lost half their strength. Sustained 50% casualties, sir. They are tired and need a rest. There are now three federal corps on those two rocky hills on our right flank. If I move all my people forward, well, we won't have a flank at all. They'll simply swing around and crush us. They are well entrenched up there. They aim to fight. They got good artillery and plenty of it. Sir, any attack we make will be uphill over open ground. How do we communicate? How do we coordinate attack? They're all massed together, damn near in a circle. Good interior lines. Anywhere we hit them, they'll bring up reinforcements in a matter of minutes. But we try to bring up support, they have to come from miles away, and their cannon will see every move. Hell, their cannon are looking down on us right now.
In the center, they will break.
Sir?
They will break in the center. Those people will be gaining men from all directions, guns by the thousands. And Richmond has nothing left to send us. So if we stay, we fight. If we retreat now, we will have fought here for 2 days and will leave knowing we could not drive him off. And I have never yet left the enemy in command of the field. No, sir. Retreat is no longer an option. The enemy has been attacked on both wings. He has reinforced there and is strongest there on the wings, the hills and the rocks. So the weak point is in the center. They have command of the high ground. But in that long slope, you see there? The long slope in the center, there is where he is most vulnerable. General Pickett's Virginians are the only people not yet engaged, yes? With General Longstreet in command, my old war horse, meeting the enemy face to face on ground of his own choosing, and with honor, we will prevail.
Colonel Chamberlain. At some time, sir.
My men need rations, Lieutenant.
Sir, Colonel Rice has entrusted me to tell you that you're relieved, sir.
Relieved?
Fresh troops are on their way up, and they'll take over here, sir. Colonel Rice wants to give your people a rest. He wants you to fall back, and I'm to show you the way.
Fall back. Yeah, let's have the men fall in. We're moving out.
Yes, sir.
Where are we going?
Oh, sir. Lovely spot. Very quiet. Safest place on the battlefield. Right smack dab in the center.
Yes, sir, General. We will attack the center. But I think you are right about the flank, General. Hood and McClaws were both very badly damaged yesterday. What I will do is give you two other divisions, General Pettigrew and General Trimble. They are stronger and more rested. So now you will have nearly three divisions at your command, including General Pickett. Your objective will be that clump of trees yonder. The attack will be preceded by massed artillery. We'll concentrate all of our guns on that one small area, a foot on fire, as Napoleon would call it. When the artillery has had its effect, your charge will break the line. You will have nearly 15,000 men at your command, General, and you may begin whenever you're ready. But plan it well. Do plan it well, I pray you, sir. We stake everything on this.
Sir, with your permission. I've been a soldier all my life. I have served from the ranks on up. You know my service. But, sir, I must tell you now, I believe this attack will fail. No 15,000 men ever made can take that ridge. It's a distance of more than a mile over open ground. When the men come out of the trees, they will be under fire of Yankee artillery from all over the field. And those are Hancock's boys. And now they have the stone wall like we did at Fredericksburg.
We do our duty, General. We do what we must do.
Yes, sir.
Colonel Alexander is in charge of the artillery, and he is very good. We will depend on him to drive them off the ridge before any of your divisions get there.
Yes, sir.
And the men will know what to do, all 15,000.
will concentrate squarely on the center of that line, that low ridge there. The line is not strong there. General Meade has great strength on both flanks. He must be weak in the center. I estimate his strength in the center not to be more than 5,000 men. And Colonel Alexander's artillery will break them up the way he did at Fredericksburg.
Yes, sir.
Farewell.
What are you thinking, Jim?
Well, sir, Pickett's division is from my corps, but the other two units are of A.P. Hill's corps. Shouldn't General Hill lead the attack, sir?
Say again?
Shouldn't General Hill lead the attack? My apologies, sir. I've always been very cautious. Very cautious.
There is no one I trust more.
Sir, if we can take that ridge.
We can. And we will. Jim, God go with you.
George, you are leading the attack. Now get ready, George. Form up your men behind the line of trees. I'll give you the details later. Now move, George!
Sir, get you the torn trousers, sir. An officer riding around like this.
Colonel Alexander, those federal cannon up on that little rocky hill could cause us some trouble. I want you to sign some guns to keep them silent. Then you move forward with the infantry advance, keeping the flanks clear. Porter, how old are you, son?
Sir, I'm 28, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, Porter, we must also clear those guns off that low center ridge right there. That is the main thing.
Yes, sir.
I'm relying on you, son.
Sir, yes, sir. I'll sure keep shooting, sir.
Good. Good. I want you to use everything you have. Maximum effort. Fire all your long-range ordnance, but don't open up till I give the word and everything's in position. Then fire with everything you got. I don't want to see a single gun silent. Find yourself a good observation point. Check damage. We must clear those people off that ridge. If we don't, anyway, you let me know when you're nearing the end of your ammunition. We must conserve enough to support the infantry attack. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Johnson Pettigrew, University of North Carolina.
Yeah, I know. They still talk about your grades there with reverence and awe. Your reputation as a scholar has preceded you, sir. I hear you've written a book.
Yeah, it was only a minor work. The general would care to read it.
Surely.
You may have a copy with my compliments. Captain, retrieve my book from the back.
General, my apologies, but I do not believe I will have time to read that today. Gentlemen, I want you to look at that clump of trees on that ridge. That is where all the units will converge. You will be spread out in a long line, perhaps a mile, about 15,000 men. All units converging on that point on the crest of that ridge. Now, look here. The Yankee Center, stone wall. Small grove of trees.
General Trimble, commanding Pender's division, will be on the left.
Pettigrew's brigades in support. General Pickett's division will be on the right side of the attack. And, George, I want you to put two brigades in front and one in back, like so.
Yes, sir. Garnet's brigade, that's Jimmy Kemper. Armistead's in support.
Good. All right, then. Garnet will dress off the Trimble's flank. He will be the hinge, so to speak, in a series of left obliques. Somewhere about the Emmitsburg Road, you will execute your first left oblique, then direct, then left again, and so on at your own discretion, in order to deceive the Yankees and spread them out in a long line. Here. Any questions? All right, gentlemen. Gentlemen, that is the conversion point, that clump of trees. We will use all the artillery. They will center on that point right there. We'll fire every gun they have until the ammunition runs out. When that is done, I will give the order, and you all go in. Gentlemen, I do believe this attack will decide the fate of our country. All the men who have died in the past are with you here today.
I want to say, sir, it's an honor to serve under your command.
Thank you.
worry.
Sir.
Take that bridge.
Sir?
Sir, would you mind giving someone an order to give me a musket? Today I'd like to join the attack. If I could even borrow a hat, sir, from some soldier, or just a jacket with some stripes on it. Sir, just once. Because I think, sir, today might be the last day. Haven't I earned it, sir?
You know what's going to happen? Tell you what's going to happen. Troops are now forming behind the line of trees. When they come out, they'll be under enemy long-range artillery fire. Solid shot, percussion, every gun they have. The troops will come out under fire with more than a mile to walk. And still, within the open field,
they'll be under range of aimed muskets.
They'll be slowed by that fence out there. And the formation, what's left of it, will begin to come apart. When they cross that road, they'll be under short-range artillery. Canister fire. Thousands of little bits of shrapnel wiping holes in the lines. If they get to that wall without breaking up, there won't be many left. Mathematical equation. Maybe, just maybe, our own artillery will break up their defenses. There's always that hope. But that's Hancock out there, and he ain't gonna run. So it's mathematical after all. If they get to that road or beyond it, they'll suffer over 50% casualties. But Harrison, I don't believe my boys will reach that wall.
Sir, with your permission. Give myself that musket, sir.
That's General Meade's headquarters down there, sir. Now, you're to take a position in reserve back this way. You don't have to entrench, but please don't go away.
Major Spare, you have a...
Yes, sir, I'll place the man.
You, sir, are to report to General Hancock, if you will follow me. General Hancock, sir. Colonel Chamberlain, 20th Maine.
Chamberlain? Yes. I'm beginning to hear from the ranks that you may have been a bit more involved than anyone up in staff has told me.
We were involved.
They tell me you ordered a bayonet charge. Well, there's nothing to be ashamed of, I might tell you. I'm going to look into it, Colonel. We need fighting men in this army.
And one damn thing is sure, we'll be needing some brigade commanders.
Meanwhile, well done, well done.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
How's your outfit?
We need provisions. The men need a meal, sir, and ammunition. We're out.
See to Colonel Chamberlain's request. I want you to write a report.
Yes, sir.
You say you're a school teacher.
Oh, well, it seems like a long time ago.
Sometimes I'm not sure how long I've been in this war. 3 years or three lifetimes. What do you teach up in Maine?
Rhetoric, sir. Rhetoric and natural and revealed religion. Bowdoin College, sir.
You tell me, Professor. Can you recall a story from antiquity where two men who are best of friends, almost brothers, where these two men find themselves by a trick of fate on opposing sides in a great war, and then on a given day find themselves facing one another on the very same battlefield?
Well, if the Greeks did not tell of such a story, surely the Romans did. But, sir, I think it must be found in the Bible.
There isn't an officer on either side who hasn't known someone wearing the other uniform. I know that. This morning, when I looked through my glass and saw the fluttering colors of the 9th and 14th Virginia regiments on those ridges before us, directly facing us, right over there, it was as if I could hear his voice, see his old crumpled hat. Lewis Armistead commands one of Pickett's brigades, and he's out there for sure. I somehow thought this day would never come. I thought the war would be over in a month. It's 3 years, and how many more? Who could have dreamed it could go on for so long? What would you do, Chamberlain? What do the books tell you to do? Now you go and rest up. Nothing's going to happen today anyway. Everybody's too tired, too hot, too worn out. Both sides.
Yes, sir. We are placed in reserve just over there, sir. Thank you for your sentiments.
Lawrence, I just got back from the hospital.
God, awful mess.
They got no room. They got no shade. They got men lying everywhere. They're cutting off arms and legs right out there in front of everybody. I ought to not do that in public, Lawrence. Man, I'd have some privacy at a time like that.
You see Kilrain? Well, how is he?
Well, he died. He died this morning before I got there. A couple of fellas that was with him. He said to tell you goodbye. And he was sorry.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Lawrence. I sure was fond of that man.
Yeah.
get down. We cannot spare you.
There are times when a corps commander's life does not count.
Well, that's good.
How's the leg?
Ah, it's all right. Can't walk? Guess I'll have to ride.
You can't do that. You'd be the perfect target.
We're going up there today, and we're going to break that line. And when the Yankees run away, there's going to be an open road all the way to Washington. Maybe we'll win it today. And today will be the last day. Maybe today. I gotta ride up there. Hello? I'll see you at the top.
At all.
Any questions?
No.
All right, then. When the firing ceases, we step off real quick. No halting, no stopping a fire. We want to get up there quick as we can.
What about Garnet?
What about him?
He can't hardly walk.
Damnation.
George, order him not to make the charge.
General Armistead. How can I do that? Yeah!
General Armistead, sir. My compliments.
I hope Her Majesty's emissary passed a comfortable night.
Slept like the dead, sir. A baby. Slept like a newborn babe, sir.
Lie still, men. Keep down. There's no safe place here. One spot's as good as the next.
We've been firing for a good while, sir. It's apparent neither the Federals nor we are going to gain a clear advantage in this business.
If we continue to expend our ammunition at this rate, we may endanger our ability to support the advance.
Did you not have enough ordnance when this was begun?
Federal fire compelled us to remove the artillery train farther to the rear, sir. It's taken us longer to refill the caissons.
So we must slow down our fire now, or we will have to cut back on the guns sent in to support the infantry.
Thief! I'm going to have to order General Pickett to halt his attack until these guns can be replenished.
Sir, the trains have a little ammunition. It would take an hour to redistribute it.
In the meanwhile, the enemy would improve the time. The longer we delay, the more time the Federals have to strengthen their own line.
And even if we recovered more supplies from the ordnance trains, how much more damage can we inflict on them than they on us?
get some more ammunition and keep it hot. I cannot send in Pickett's division or the others until we clear some of those guns off that ridge.
You're descended from an illustrious military family.
Who told you that, Kemper?
He tells me it was your uncle who defended Fort McHenry during the War of 1812, and that he was therefore the guardian of the original Star Spangled Banner. I must say, I do appreciate the irony of it all.
Colonel Fremantle, it does not begin or end with my uncle or myself. We're all sons of Virginia here. That major out there commanding the cannon, that's James Deering, first in his class at West Point before Virginia seceded. And the boy over there with the color guard, that's Private Robert Tyler Jones. His grandfather, President of the United States. The colonel behind me, that's Colonel William Aylett. Now, his great-grandfather was the Virginian Patrick Henry. It was Patrick Henry who said to your King George III, give me liberty or give me death. There are boys here from Norfolk, Portsmouth, small hamlets along the James River, from Charlottesville and Fredericksburg, the Shenandoah Valley. Mostly they're all veteran soldiers now, but cowards and shirkers are long gone. Every man here knows his duty. They would make this charge even without an officer to lead them. Situation and the mettle of their foe. They know that this day's work will be desperate and deadly. They know that for many of them, this will be their last charge. But not one of them needs to be told what is expected of him. They're all willing to make the supreme sacrifice to achieve victory here. The crowning victory and the end of this war. We are all here, Colonel. You may tell them when you return to your country that all Virginia was here on this day.
Alexander, hurry up for God's sake, or the artillery can't help you. Your orders, sir. General Longstreet, should I commence the attack? I shall lead my division forward, sir.
Gloria, Virginia. Form your brigade.
Gentlemen, form your battalion.
Battalion forward! Forward!
To your posts! And let no man forget today that you are from old Virginia!
Virginia! Virginia! Virginia!
Virginians! Virginians! For your lands! For your homes, for your sweethearts, for your wives, for Virginia, forward!
Thank you.
General sends his compliments and says that if the troops he had the honor to command this day could not take that position, all hell can take it.
Longstreet, quick as you can. With my compliments. Damn, Nathan, come.
Thank you. yourself tomorrow. Virginians! Virginians! With me! Who will come with me? Go boys!
Thank you.
Sir.
Will you help me up, please?
Sir, could you tell me what your name is? Who you are?
I would like to speak to General Hancock. Do you know where General Hancock may be found?
I'm sorry, sir. The general's down. He's been hit.
No. Not both of us. Not all of us. Please. God.
Sir. So we're having a surgeon come as quickly as we can.
Can you hear me, son?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Will you tell General Hancock that General Armistead sends his regrets? Will you tell him how very sorry I am?
I will tell her, sir. I will tell her.
General Webster? Major.
Sir.
Major Sorrel, I said let go of the horse. Now, you form up here, put fire down on them. They're coming and I'm going to meet them.
Sir.
Captain Green, come on, come on.
What are your orders, sir? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go, sir?
You gotta pull back, sir. Pull back, sir.
Place the guns. Bring up the guns. God.
How are you, TJ?
Intolerable, sir.
They ain't coming. Too bad.
Yes, sir.
General, I'll tell you plain. There are times when you worry me.
Well,
no good trying to get yourself killed, General. The Lord come for you in his own good time.
What are the orders, sir?
Prepare for defense, but the Yankees ain't coming. Come on, boys.
Sir, I have the figures from Pickett's command, sir. General Armistead is missing. General Garnett. Missing and feared to be dead, sir. General Kemper's down, seriously wounded. Well, sir, of the 13 colonels in Pickett's division, 7 are dead, 6 are wounded.
No more. You tell me the rest later.
Major?
Yes, sir.
Is that General Kemper there bearing towards us?
I believe it to be, sir.
General Campbell, I do hope you are not seriously injured, sir.
They tell me that it's mortal, General.
I do pray God that is not the case. Is there anything I can do?
There's nothing more you can do for me, sir. But General Lee, will you see to it that full justice is done for my men? I've made this charge today.
I will do so, sir.
Thank you, General.
Thank you, General. It's my fault.
It's my fault.
No, no, no.
I thought that we were invincible. Friend, it is all my fault. Hear me. Hear me, I pray you. It is entirely my fault. Hear me. Hear me, please, friend. We must rest now. We must retire and fight again another day, and there will be another day. Meanwhile, friends, we must show good order. Never let them see you run, you hear me? Never let them see you run.
Let us hit them again, sir. Let us reform and hit them again. I know we can do it.
God bless you, man. I think they're forming over there, Major. I do fear they may attack.
Yes, sir.
General Pickett. Sir, you may reform to the rear of this ridge and set up a defensive position.
General Pickett, sir, you must look to your division.
General Lee, I have no division.
We will withdraw as soon as we have secured all those wounded. We're well enough to be moved. If we can reach the Potomac, cross over into Virginia, there will be no more immediate danger. But I'm gonna need your help, Pete. I'm so very tired.
What can I do, sir?
We must look to our own deportment. The spirit of the army is still very good indeed. better another time. They do not die for us. Not for us. That at least is a blessing. If this war goes on, it will. What else can we do but go on, you and I? It's always the same question forever. What else can we do? If they fight, we must fight with them. And does it matter after all who wins? Is that a riveted question? When Almighty God asked that question in the end,
we'll be right back.